WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has delayed by a month 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico that are covered by an existing trade agreement. CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Toronto says Canadian officials are losing patience with the president.
There have been free trade agreements between the U.S. and Canada in place since the late 1980s. Many may remember NAFTA. More recently, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement that was negotiated in part by President Trump. They're sick of being pushed around, and they're not quite sure what it is the president wants done by early April to call off this trade war entirely.
The Labor Department releases its monthly jobs report Friday morning, a preview from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
At the beginning of the year, economists were projecting that the labor market would slow down this year to maybe 150,000 jobs per month. But with the tariff situation escalating and many companies sitting on their plans to hire, there is a concern that we could start to see the labor market deteriorate.
Many analysts expect the report will show steady job growth in February. Veterans groups are struggling to get more information on proposed VA job cuts and the services that would be affected. The American Legion's Cole Lyle.
We've had a really hard time trying to figure out what these direct impacts are because all of these changes are happening so fast.
The Pentagon has marked tens of thousands of images and online posts for elimination in a purge of what it considers DEI content. So far, 26,000 images have been flagged and most have already been deleted. The number of targeted photos and posts could eventually be four times higher. March 7th marks the 60th anniversary of one of the most shameful days in the nation's history, Bloody Sunday.
Demonstrators were confronted by troopers. But they did not and were set upon by Alabama state troopers and others who beat them bloody. John Lewis, chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, suffered a skull fracture. 2 weeks later, a crowd of thousands led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. marched across that bridge. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Brad Sigmund is set to become the first person in South Carolina history to be executed by firing squad. The execution is scheduled for Friday night. CBS's Anna Schechter on why Sigmund decided against the electric chair.
His lawyer cited issues with burning, mutilation that can come from that, and cited the age of the electric chair that is used in the state.
Sigmund, now 67, was convicted of beating to death his then-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in 2001. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven of their players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg. Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds for the overnight as temperatures drop to the middle teens. West to northwest breeze will be light. On Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area. An afternoon high will top out in the upper 30s, winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I am thankful for people who do work to help make other people's lives better. On Thank You Thursday, that is what I am thankful for. I did my second TEDx talk was actually about that subject. That in fact, in public service work, there are too few pathways to hear gratitude. There are too few mechanisms for positive feedback. We know that the most effective management tool there is specific positive feedback when it is earned, when it is deserved, when it is honest. It's the best way. I'm a basketball nerd and heard an interview with a coach who was talking about he got himself some coaching from a Stanford business professor. And he said, oh, do I need to be nice to my players? It's not about being nice to your players. It's about being more specific about when you're nice to your players. Be nice to them when they're doing the thing you want them to learn. Not just like, oh, you're a good person. Oh, I like you. Here's a flower, a cupcake, or some, I don't know, Girl Scout cookies on a theme. But if you notice them doing the thing that you want to reinforce, if they're not boxing out weak side most of the time, instead of just yelling at them for not boxing out weak side, catch them when they do box out weak side and say, hey, I saw that. Nice work. If some people kind of loaf around instead of saying, ah, you're always loafing around, when you see them hustling when it's not necessarily necessary, right? Hustle when other times they might not, say, I noticed that time. Catch people doing something good, compliment them for that good thing. It's the best management tool there is. I talked to, you know, somebody when I was a young person running an organization trying to figure out how to be a terrible manager, and I got somebody who'd been a chief of staff to multiple governors, and he came in to talk to my team, and he said, what you got to do is you got to make sure, what I do is I make sure that for every one corrective note I make, I try to give three or four constructive, positive notes. Make sure I built up a well of goodwill so that if I come back and say, hey, we got to do that better, that there is trust. And also, it's very practical because negative messages land harder. They're more painful. They impact the brain more deeply than positive messages. Positive messages, it takes a little while for those to wash over us and to be believed. But negative messages can land. By the way, take that brain truth and relate that to what's happening in our governmental debate and our democracy debate over the last 40 years. But without getting an aside, so if that's what's supposed to happen, if you want to make a mechanism, you want to make a group of public workers effective, I like the word effective, would you bash them all the time? Would you tell them that they weren't worth anything, that what efficiency means is getting rid of them? Or would you find when they're doing something good and shout it out and give some tangible or intangible recognition for that? The U.S. military, of course, does this. And
does that solve everything in the U.S. military? No, but imagine what morale would be in the U.S. military without it, without ribbons, without promotions, without public displays of gratitude and planes flying over football games. We don't do anything like that for teachers. We don't do anything like that for park rangers. We don't do anything of that for freaking atomic energy workers or making sure that we don't have Chernobyl. What are the mechanisms for public gratitude? What are the mechanisms for making sure? And I'm not saying, oh, because then they'll feel better and we'll feel better. Let's say we were heartless. Let's say we were heartless and all we wanted was a government that did a better job. If all we were as managers, if the only thing we viewed ourselves as is this is our country, we got to lead our country, how should we lead it? Well, some of what we need to be doing is thanking the people when they're doing a good job for doing that good job. Not so they feel better. It will make us feel better, by the way. Gratitude, at the beginning of the show, gratitude improves the person expressing it, makes their life better. But also it'll make us get a better government. So the problem with the effort right now is it's doing nothing. It's doing nothing on that score. When we close the show, I'll give some of the other principles and review some of those if you actually wanted a more effective government. But that's my thank you for the day. Let's go to your calls. Ray from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi there. It's funny that you just mentioned what you just mentioned, because when I worked in corporate, I was told, and I was in sales, that it takes 4 positive experiences to cross out 1 negative.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
But the reason why I was calling was because I was listening to you and your father speak, and it sounds like you have a really good relationship with him. He is such a breath of fresh air. I love him. I don't even know.
Yeah, he's pretty special. Don't tell him, though. It'll get to his head.
Okay.
No, you can tell him. He's 90. He's about to turn 90 years old. He's about to turn 90 years old. We can spoil him. Like, what's going to happen? He's not going to get through college? We can spoil him. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Ray.
Well, you know what? My mother's 85, and so I had to really, ram it to her one day and say, you know, can't you ever say anything nice? And she flipped. And so now she says, good morning. How are you? My mother walks Monday through Friday with her 92-year-old friend for an hour, Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's great.
And she's inspiring. So I get it.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for the kind words. And I will decide whether I'm going to pass them along or keep them to myself, whether I will tell him the next thing you said. And maybe in order for him to hear it, he has to be listening to the show, and that's up to him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you.
Steve from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. What I wanted to say is I feel like right now, we're on the downside, Democrats, but here's what I'm thinking. If we do this, we go in and start acting like right now the election is going to be held in November. We start having filling up arenas, small arenas with people who's just pissed off, and we have a speaker up there talking. But, I mean, like, just like it was the election, and it has to be somebody well-known. And I'm not putting Kamala on the spot, but if it's Kamala Harris up there, she will pull so many people in that want to hear her voice. She don't have to be running for the election to be the president, but act as if she's running for it. And then all these people are going to come back out, and they're going to be filling up these halls. Not halls. I mean small arenas.
Sure.
And we will take so much pressure off of us, because we will now have reporters focusing on, oh, look at this, and go into these rural areas, because they're the ones who's being affected the most, because we already knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. They didn't. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I work with these people, and they, right now, they're starting to see it, but they're saying things like, well, he has a master plan. It's not looking good, but I know he's going to pull it together, and then it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start acting as if the election is right now, and put somebody out there that's really popular, and I'd say Kamala, but it could be somebody else, and we have these all around in different states,
yep.
and we go at them hard. Guess what the reporters will be coming? They will be coming over to us talking about it, and it would be making news, and it would put so much pressure on him to dumb down some of the stuff that he's doing, because now he could see. He has a clear vision. Oh, my God, these people are really flocking to the Democrats. We got to get, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Steve, I don't only understand what you're saying. I strongly agree with what you're saying. And I'll add a little bit. So imagine we, and I think it could be more than one famous person. I don't think we have to pick whoever the one standard bearer is going to be. I think if we, and we've had a couple other callers who said similar things, and it's starting to dawn on me now, and I'm starting to get on board with it. It's why we have this big meeting every day. It's why we have our live town hall community gathering so we can get smarter together. So I'm saying this, anybody's got a profile out there, anybody who's got a hall or a little arena, anybody who's a member of an organization, is thinking you could partner with, you can pool with, and start doing our own town halls, start doing, if you think you can fill an arena, do an arena, right? Start doing our own meetings. And there's a lot of ways to do it, including just, hey, let's do a rundown of what's actually happening. Things are happening so fast, let's do a rundown of what's actually happening. Do a little response to a mini rally and have it not just waving signs, but actually teaching people things. That is both live theater. It is meant to engage and entertain and inform and inspire and activate the people who gather live, and also built for TV and TikTok. Also, speaking to cameras that will then be able to take that message. The people there can translate it out, retweet it out, etc. Retweet hashtag used to be a thing. Use Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky now, Jefferson Smith. So I really agree. And here's another. And I may even spend more on this. I am trying to be careful with how much hindsight critique that I offer, because it's so easy. It's harder to be in the arena, and I don't mean the performance arena. I mean the Teddy Roosevelt arena. I mean to actually be in the fight doing the stuff. It's so much easier to just throw stones from the side. But I do have a critique. I could couch it as advice, passing along for a friend of mine, who started the Roosevelt Institution, a student, a college-based think tank years ago, and worked with me on the bus project prior to that. Smart guy. I think of him as a smart kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's 40 years old. But what he said is, when we give the responses, when the Democrats give the official response to the joint session speech, for instance, and we have a chance next when it's the State of the Union next time, is don't just do that face to camera. Don't just do that like this. Do it in front of a live audience. Have a counter, big group of people. Fill an arena. Heck, if you do it on the Capitol steps of a state house, if it's a governor doing it, right? Doing it in front of people. It will be such a better backdrop, and you'll have people there to get activated. We got about 20 seconds. Last word for you, Steva.
Well, I thought the exact same thing. Why was she up there? Why wasn't there somebody that was recognizable who can really be savvy and talk fast and put a lot of information out there? I felt like all of her comments was so minor when we know we're in such a bad situation that we needed to hit hard after his State of the Reunion. I thought the same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, Steva, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you, and good luck out there in Pittsburgh. You live in an important city, an important state, so don't wait. As you said, listen to Steva, don't wait until 10 months from now, 13 months from now to get started. Let's get started now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialists will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Field of Greens, not to be confused with a field of cookies. What's the unhealthiest meal, snack, or dessert you've eaten lately? I shared what mine was. Our crazy schedule means eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies can be impossible. And we are human. We do not always eat healthy. I do not always eat healthy. You do not always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of healthy Field of Greens daily is like a nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable is doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I could use that. I love the energy that you can get from Field of Greens. And most of all, we love the confidence that even if we do have a cheat day, eat a pizza, maybe some cookies, we can enjoy it a little more guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our body needs daily.
And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let's get you started with a special discount, 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. Get your 20% off first order discount right now. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. This is the time to be supporting the supporters of this show, to be urging other people to join this community, urge people to listen, urge people to subscribe, the various places you can subscribe to bookmark the website, to again support the private, the commercial supporters, and support the non-commercial radio stations that make this possible. Appreciate all of them. Let's go to Rick from Sacramento. You're on the air, Rick.
Hey there. You're talking about how to build people up?
Sometimes.
I read this story many years ago. I don't have the details, but it was a college football coach who died, and a bunch of his players went to his funeral. And there's a bunch of guys hanging around swapping stories. And the one guy amongst that group who had made the NFL told the other guys, coach called me into his office one day and said, I don't want you to tell anybody else this story, but you're the one guy who's going to make the NFL. You're the one holding the team together. You need to play every play like it matters. Mm-hmm. The other five guys standing there said, he told me the same story.
There you go. No, we're all our mom's favorite kid, right? And it can be useful to be mom's favorite kid. Rick, thank you so much for the call.
You bet.
Roland from Holly, Pennsylvania, you are on the air. You got about a minute?
As I see it, the Democrats have one play. They need to find five or six Republicans that are smart, that are in districts where the people are objecting to the cuts that Trump is making, and get them on their side to vote for him. And then that way they can overturn the bill that was passed cutting Medicaid and do other things.
Yeah.
And they should find one or two senators.
Yep.
So they should focus their attention on that and hit them hard.
Yep. No, Ron, I think you're right, and I'll go a little further. In order to do that, we've got to build the public consciousness about this stuff. It's why I dwell sometimes on the composition of the federal budget, that quick five things, right, that's 75-80% of the federal budget, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, Assistance, National Debt, U.S. Military, because the only way those folks are really going to try to cut government is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. We've got to teach people what those things are, why they matter. That includes young voters, so that young voters have access to those things and don't end up having to pay for the emergency room bills, and people are just throwing off their health care.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're doing speed round. We're getting your calls, 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. Why did President Trump delay the planned tariffs on Canada and Mexico? CBS's Scott McFarland says the potential for increased car prices might have had something to do with it.
You get a more universal concern on tariffs when you hear the forecast from Canada that this could increase the price of cars by thousands of dollars. Now you've got a national issue, and this is where the pushback comes.
The Labor Department's monthly wage and jobs report will be released Friday morning. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Wages year over year should increase by 4%. We want to continue to see wages growing faster than the inflation rate.
Some vets say the administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet as it cuts federal jobs.
There needs to be some very diligent strategy as to who to get rid of and what changes need to be made. You just can't go in there and say, you're gone.
Disabled Vietnam veteran Gary Cannon lives in St. Joseph, Illinois. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, yeah, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds for the overnight as temperatures drop to the middle teens. West to northwest breeze will be light. On Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area. An afternoon high will top out in the upper 30s, winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 28.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use code TOM to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. ShipStation.com, code TOM. Back. All right. If we cooperate, if we do speed round, if we do our gratitude quickly and our points briskly, we can get to everybody who's been waiting so patiently. We're going to go to Nancy from WCPT, Ain't Afraid of Me, in Oaklawn, Illinois. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jeff. I'm disappointed because I wasn't expecting to be in the speed round.
Well, you say what you need to say. I will say the governance, the policing of the speed round is often lax. So you say what you need to say, Nancy.
Okay. Well, here, I'll try to make it short. We are not a country. We are not a democracy, first of all. Haven't been, in my belief, ever. From the beginning, which, by the way, we're still being ruled by a minority rule. From the beginning, when we had almost 4 million people in this country, to now when we have 100 times that much, and nothing's been changed. You know, they keep saying, no, oh, we got to fix this, we got to fix this. I'm a boomer. They've told me for the last 50 years that I've been voting, we're going to get money out of politics. It's worse than ever. We're going to get rid of the filibuster. Yeah, right. All this. And I could go on and on. But the problem is this country has never been a majority rule. The Senate, one of the three branches, is so undemocratic from day one, you know, but I'm sure you know about that, with the two senators, for more cows have representation in Montana than people in California. Yeah. This country does not compromise. It concedes, and it's not reactive. It's not proactive. It's reactive, and that's the problem. We never took care of internet and all that stuff in the first place, and that's why now, because social media is what's going to bury us. And what terrifies me is I'm more afraid of the people not fighting these cons that are desecrating our White House right now than the actual cons. At least with the cons, you know what you're getting. With the Democrats, they haven't fought for us. They don't fight hard enough ever. And then we get out of an election that they lose, not the voters, and they turn around and blame the voters. They never discuss voter suppression. They never fight voter suppression. The Republicans have been walking all over them forever.
So what do you advise, Nancy? I hear the complaint that the country has never been sufficiently a democracy. The people that you wish would stand up for it harder don't seem, in your view, to stand up hard enough. Where do you find optimism, or what are you doing to fight back, or what do you recommend other people do?
Well, I am getting more involved. I've been involved, but I'm getting more involved. I don't know. I'm worried that I don't have anyone to turn to. I'm going to join Indivisible and this 50-51 that Tom's been talking about. And I don't know. I'm trying to get my children and grandchildren more involved.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I don't know where we, that's the problem. We have nowhere to go. When they turn around and say, well, you got to get out and vote. Do you know that because they suppressed so many votes, talk to Greg Palast. Nobody even, that poor guy is out there all by himself. No one's joining him, which would be our representative, so-called representative. Mm-hmm. The Congress hasn't done anything in like 25 years. And Greg Palast is out there. Do you know that let me ask this.
Were suppressed,
if they wouldn't have suppressed the votes, Harris would have won.
So
it would have been a landslide.
Let me ask this. To finish, I want to see if you would prefer one of these two things, because I hear the narrative, and it's almost because, and I also know that bots and even, not just enemies push this kind of stuff. Where they say I am upset, and then their next comment is they point their finger at their weakened, not insufficiently robust ally as the reason. So I want so if you have a. If you're thankful for anything, you can do that. Or is there anything in particular that you think is happening in the country? Not an insufficient ally you want to poke at. Anything that you want to highlight that people should be paying most attention to?
Yes. Well, people don't pay enough attention to their government, but that's a whole other. But it started long ago. They dumbed us down. Reagan is the one who screwed up the education. Do you remember Bill Bennett? You know, it's been going on for years, and the Dems sit back like,
that's the habit. That's the habit I'm trying to change ever so slightly. Like I think we have every right. I think we have every right to criticize elected officials and say, hey, do a better job, be more robust, etc. But what I am trying to help us have a, you know, ever more strategic pro-democracy progressive movement. Is that understand?
Right, and I agree, but they haven't been doing it. They expect to change it all overnight now. They haven't been doing anything for the last 50 years.
All right, Nancy, I hear your point loud and clear, and you didn't get cut off from speed round, but thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for listening.
All right, cheers. Let's go to Patty from Delray Beach, Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. So my point is, both to our lady who called before and maybe this lady who just called now, is lack of information is what's killing the Democratic people who are working hard to change things. We're bashing the Democrats right and left, and yet some of them are holding town halls. They are fighting. And they get absolutely no publicity.
Yep.
Some people like Chris Murphy, people like Jasmine Crockett, people like AOC, they are holding town halls. They are fighting. The old guard won't give them the baton, and that is a real problem. But the media is another problem, too. Even shows like yours, you didn't push back against the lady who said there are no town halls, there's no leadership. Yes, there's no one leader that we can go to, okay? But there are being town halls and all over the place by Democrats, not just by Republicans. And there are demonstrations. I have read nothing or seen nothing in the mainstream media about the 50-51. Okay, there have been protests in 50 states, and nothing is. It's as though it didn't even happen. We need people like you to highlight what are Democrats actually doing instead of just bashing what they're not doing.
Patty,
let people get inspired.
Patty, thank you so much for your call. And our previous caller, my read was she wanted to be heard. And I didn't want to spar with her. She wanted to be heard. But you and I are singing from the same hymnal that I think it is an important mistake that a pro-democracy movement makes when it has the following, and I did say this, and I will say make it even more clear now. When they utter their complaint, they say, such and so is bad. And the reason for that thing is right-wing hogwash. And then their next sentence isn't, darn that far-right hogwash, or darn Fox News, or darn oligarchs, or darn wealth disparities, or darn people who don't care about democracy, darn people who don't care about the environment, darn people who don't care about the middle class. But their next sentence, and this has been a trope that has gotten too strong over the last 20 years, It's gotten too strong over the last 20 years. And their next sentence, instead of going after the thing they're genuinely most angry at, they point their finger at the strongest ally they've got because that ally isn't stronger or their ally doesn't agree with them every time. And it is
exactly. You can't have perfection in politics.
Yeah. And
now, I'll give you a quick example. You know, the Democrats have sort of given up on Florida, and yet this is not as red as they think it is. Okay, all the big cities in Florida are trying to vote Democrat. We have a dictator for a governor.
Yep.
I personally am organizing a picket in front of Tesla in Delray Beach.
Amen.
There are at least 24 women who want to join me. Now, we want to show up in force. We have to get permits, but we're doing it, okay? But we won't get media. We just won't. You know, you can call them. And so I'm begging you. You have contacts in your actual station. Try to highlight the positive that people are doing to protest this administration instead of just encouraging the people who are bashing. Find which Democrats. I personally am beginning to really admire Chris Murphy because he is fighting as hard as he possibly can, and he gets minimal attention from the press.
No, Patty, I appreciate it and wanted to give you a chance to finish that point because I think it's a critical point. It's even why we do Thank You Thursday. I opened the show with what are the cool things happening out there that you want people to hear about. So anything you want to plug, anything else you want to shine a little bit of a light on right now, Patty?
Independent media, programs like yours, Axios, give money to ACLU, help people fight this. And, hey, don't wait around for a leader. Become a leader. Get your friends together and just do something. Write postcards. In the last Trump administration, we wrote 600 postcards to get the Democrats to help get Trump impeached. Guess what? He got impeached. I'm not saying we did it. Probably millions of people did it. But do something. Don't wait for a savior. We are our own saviors. We have to stand up.
Bridget, Patty.
The South. Okay.
Thank you so much. And to our previous call, I wanted to hear those calls back to back. And I had some idea of their flavor. And I wanted to hear them back to back because I think that's some of our debate. And we do need to, like, it is true. Over the last 50 years, there has been an onward march of the right-wing movement just about dating to the year I was born. Right? I mean, that is when, that's around the time of the Powell Memo, that's around the time the Heritage Foundation was founded, it's around the time so much of the anti-public thing started to gain more and more traction. And it can feel demoralizing. If you love democracy, don't live in the demoralization. Live in the building. Live in the, where can you find energy? It's why we do Thank You Thursday. What are you thankful about today? Jack, we got about 40 seconds. We can stick with you through the break if need be. Go ahead.
I want to know why no one is investigating the Heritage Foundation.
That's a good question.
They have reported all of this. They have used. They are subversives. They are a terrorist organization. This is what, and they are have come up, and no one is doing anything about them.
Yeah.
And they have the entire plan for destructing the U.S. government.
Yeah.
They need to be investigated and put up hoisted on their own petard and thrown into jail for the rest of their lives, every last one of them. And we need to get every GOP person that cooperates with Trump to go into prison as well. This is just ridiculous.
Jack, thanks for your call. One thing I'll pull from it is, to our journalist friends, one mistake, one media gap over the last 30 or 40 years is better understanding the rise of the right wing and understanding the institutions that have driven it. Too often, the media focuses on the tip of that iceberg and fails to address the 80% that's lurking down below. And it's ripe for understanding.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls and Big, Big Finish.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. On air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong, just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let's tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, our favorite product are the sleep gummies. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. And look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code TOM at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. For the big finish, Mary, I can give you about 45 seconds. You're on the air from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jeff. Very important. I'd like to speak out on behalf of a population dependent on Medicaid, and that's disabled people, people with chronic illness. 45% of their numbers are totally dependent on this government support, and they're pretty much backstaged by, you know, the elderly and the children who are also in need of this government support. So we can't forget about them, people that are seriously mentally ill and other disorders. Let's not forget them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go straight to Julie from White Clouds. We've got about a minute left in the whole show. You're on the air. Julie?
Nope.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds.
Oh, hi, Jefferson. Listen, I just want to know what your thoughts are as far as if the Supreme Court keeps coming up with crazy rulings, we need a plan to swing the court back to our side, at least within the next by 2030, and we need to take the House back and the Senate and 2026. So what can I do here in West Michigan?
Yeah, what you can do in West Michigan, and I appreciate this, Julie, and this will be a good place to finish. We do got to wrap the show, and Mark from San Francisco, please do call in tomorrow. Here's what I would say is we need to go local and go long. You heard me say it. I'll say it as many times as I'm given the honor and privilege to be able to say it. In hard times, there are various ways to respond. In the best-selling book, Good to Great, they talked about the soldiers who made it out of the Hanoi Hilton. And they talked about the soldiers who didn't. The soldiers who didn't fell into two groups. There were the folks who thought everything was going to be fine. They were going to get out pretty soon. And then Christmas would come and they wouldn't get out. And they said, oh, but we'll get out by Easter. And Easter would come and they said, we're going to get out. And they didn't get out. And eventually they'd lose hope. And the other people who didn't make it out were the people who never had hope at all. Were just the naysayers. What it takes is critical honesty, brutal honesty with the critical facts, and ultimate confidence that things will work out. I think we have to think longer than 2026. I think we have to think bigger than a political party. I think we have to figure out how to move the direction of the country, brick by brick, person by person, voter by voter, media organization by media organization, donor by donor, to a pro-middle class, pro-environment, pro-democracy, supermajority movement. A kumbaya forward aggression, not a circular firing squad. I am so grateful for the conversation today. So thankful for the differing views and for your time.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You have a coalition of benevolently irrational, and you are priceless, worth a lot, not for sale.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health and athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Labor Department will release its February jobs and wages report Friday morning. It's expected to show steady employment growth, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The February report is not going to incorporate all of the actions taken by the federal government, including the hiring freeze, the buyout offer, and those layoffs of probationary federal workers. The widespread layoffs of more than 200,000 federal workers are likely to be seen in the subsequent reports.
President Trump has weighed in on Elon Musk's cutting of federal jobs. Details on that from CBS's Erica Brown at the White House.
The president is pushing ahead with slashing the size of the government. Cabinet secretaries met with Elon Musk Thursday to talk about the massive cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency.
We're going to be watching them, and Elon and the group are going to be watching them.